It's time for Rant.
And this rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. Kings beat the Jazz last night. And on our postgame show on If You Don't Like That, fans still calling up talking about the fifth and sixth seeds. Folks, you got to be realistic about this, all right? Dallas, New Orleans, Sacramento, 8 games remaining. Mavs and Pelicans with 45 wins. Sacramento with 43 wins. If the Kings were to go 5-3, which is unlikely when you look at their schedule, that would give them 48 wins. If New Orleans goes 3-5, that gives them 48, and the Pelicans win the tiebreaker. The Mavs currently have the tiebreaker. If they only go 3-5, that would give them 48. So you got to be realistic about this. The Kings have the Clippers, at the Knicks, at the Celts, at the Nets, at the Thunder, Pelicans, Suns, Blazers to finish this season on a 3-game homestand. I can't see them going 5-3. I really can't. Not going to happen in all likelihood, especially without Monk. So what you're hoping for right now is a seventh seed where you host the eighth seed, which in all likelihood would be Phoenix. If you're eight, you got to play that game on the road, and then you would play the winner at home of the 9 and 10 seed. That's if you lose that game, right? The 7 and 8 winner is in. The loser plays the winner of 9 and 10. So the math is right there, okay? You're going to have to go a minimum, an absolute minimum of 5-3 and probably 6-2 or 7-1 to get 5 or 6. It's not likely, folks. It's not likely. Let's be realistic here. You're looking at 7 and a home playoff game against the 8th seed Phoenix Suns or the Lakers. That's what you're looking at right now. And that's my rant for today.